Now the Gemara, di boy mafkalei b'shokel. Bikum lokum chamo, yeah, di boy mafkalei b'shokel, that you could take out the potatoes by ripping up the seam, and you can get the potatoes out, so whatever's outside, you should be crying for Geneva. But teretz is benatcha. So Rashlan benatcha means pieces of metal. So you're changing the whole Shan the Gemara now. We're not talking about you're stealing a bag of potatoes, you're stealing pieces of metal, and the long pieces. So until you get the whole piece, the whole bag of metal out, you're not crying for anything. So Rashi benatcha, shein chaticha saruchas, they're very long pieces of metal. The whole zaman shem exosi bifnim, as long as some part of the metal is inside like kona, so you're not even kind of for geneva. So not the pshat that what's left inside is only the bag, and it's a sign from agar kli, but part of the metal is still left inside. That's what we're being chayzer now. It's talking about you're stealing big pieces of metal. So when are you chayzer for the geneva? When you take the whole piece of metal outside the house. If you take the whole piece of metal outside, you chayzer for Shabbos and also. So it's called both chiyuvim come at the same time. So it says, since you have a chiyuv misa for tzoros and Shabbos, you don't have a chiyuv to pay money. We say, come with the rabbi minei. So tomorrow, the chiyuv on the ikra shansin, mafet le atumei fishori. And tomorrow, usually this bag, though, has strings attached. It has like just ritsuas. Ritsuas, shakur, and astun, has strings on it. Like you tie up the bag with the strings. Even though you took out all the metal, for the chur, the strings are still inside, or the straps. So since the straps are still inside, it's called agat kli, you shouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos yet. Mashem is for the geneva, you chayiv right away as soon as you take out the pieces of metal. And v'shtekashriz, v'shansen, agidim megavoy, and the straps are still inside. The havaminer is, the straps are like loose. So when you take out the bag of metal, true, you have all the metal outside, but the straps are still left, are still dragging along inside. So close the money, you don't take out the straps. That's called agat kli. You're not chayiv for Shabbos, but you're chayiv for the geneva right away. So it's still shver. Let's say you're chayiv for geneva first, and the chiyuv misa first comes later when you schlep out even the straps. And the gemara is a lekeshansim. We're talking about here, this right, that there's no straps attached to this bag. So it's only one bag full of metal. So when you carry out the bag of metal, as soon as the metal comes outside, that's when you're chayiv for Shabbos also. So melo yipote because come le b'rabbi minei. The boy is saying to the more another terrorist to say is the yistle. I'll tell you, attack this big hair straps. No mekarchi alavayu. The straps are not loose, just hanging in the back, but the mamash wrapped around the big. Because you need these straps to be able to hold the metal in piece in place to carry out the big. So since the straps are tied around the big, as soon as you take out the big of metal, it's called yemeitzu on Shabbos and yichayv. So mainly the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Chiyuv Mamnin of Geneva come together. Trashi Makarchi Elayu, Shein Yochlo Etziyo B'loi Shansin. We're talking about you had to tie up the straps to make the bag hold the metal. So if when you carry out the bag now, the same second you have the whole bag outside to be Chayiv for Geneva, that's the same second you Chayiv for Etziyo Shabbos. So Melu is saying, come with the Rabbi Minei. There's no raya to Rabbi Yechanan here, or no raya to Chizkiya. There's no raya to Tushitis. If you say, Agad Kli, Shmei Agad, or Lo Shmei Agad. So the Moran now, the Chaynu Amar Rova. Rova also, Rova and Abai also have the same Machlokes. Chaynu Amar Rova, Rova says, Pshar now Mishnah. Lo Shonu. When do we say, Yepotar, Ela Bekupa, Malaya Kishuim, Udluim. Again, the Mishnah said a Chiddush. If you have this basket, like Rabbi is, Rav is learning now, full of cucumbers, long cucumbers. Even though you put most of the basket outside the Shusha Rabbim, but since the last part of the basket is still inside the Shusha Yochid Yipotter, you're not Chai for Shabbos. What are we talking about? It's a big basket full of long cucumbers. So the Pshat is, no, none of the fruit, none of the vegetables, the cucumbers, got through Shusha Rabbim. That's why Yipotter. You take one long cucumber, carry most of it outside, but a little bit is still left inside the house, Yipotter on Shabbos. But Rava learns, if this basket would have been full of mustard seeds, those are small things, so chayiv. Then if you take this basket, roll over the basket outside, so about the part of the basket that's outside, there are mustard seeds that you took completely from your house out to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you chayiv for those mustard seeds. That's Rava's svara. Alma, tzavar agad kli loishmeyagid. Even though the mustard seeds now is in this big basket, and part of this basket is still inside the house, so you did not make hoy soy, you did not carry out the whole basket. We say, don't look at the basket. agad kli leishem ayagid. We don't consider the mustard seeds inside attached to the kli, which are still attached to the rishus ayochid. No, the seeds are separately. So for the chadla, you made her saw the mitzias, this chadla is outside of rishus rabbin now, therefore you chayiv. That's Rav's svara. Abaye wama, says Nolak Rabbi Yochanan, Abaye wama afilu mleya chadlam. The Mishnah means even though you have a basket full of small mustard seeds, and you carry it out, rove of the basket is outside of rishus rabbin. So come to say there are a lot of mustard seeds that you made a complete haitzor. You carried it out from your house to a shusha rabbin. Still potter. Hi, why you potter? You carried the seeds outside. But there it says, Almak Sover, that Abaye holds, Agat Kli Shmeyagit, that since the seeds are in the basket, and the basket is partly inside the shusha yochid, so you're not chayy for the basket, you didn't make a complete haitzor on the basket, you potter even on the seeds. It's agat kli shmayagid. Kozman, the kli is attached inside. Whatever is inside the kli is also considered like it's still attached to the rishus yochid. So that's not called hoitzor for Shabbos. So the Gemara now kol Abaye b'shitasa the rova. Mashma Abaye was choizer, and Abaye now holds like rova. And pum faket kom rova b'shitasa the Abaye. His rova also changed his mind right now, and rova holds now like Abaye. So both of them changed their shittas. Rashi. Both Abaye and Rava changed around the shittas. Vechlifum. That's what Abaye said first, that Agat Kli is Shmeyagit, Abaye is Chayzer Le Shmeyagit. They both changed around. So the more of Rami da Abaye ad Abaye. Now let's get Stiro in two Abayes, who are then Rami the Rava ad Rava. Have a Stiro on Ravas. Why the Yitma? We learned. Hamoitzi Perus Le Shus Rabim. If somebody on Shabbos carries out fruit from his house to the Rishus Rabbim, Hamoitzi Peros Rishus Rabbim, Abaye Roma, Biyad Chayiv. If you're carrying it outside in your hand, you have an apple in your hand, and you walk outside to Rishus Rabbim, you're Chayiv. The Kli Potter. But if you're carrying it outside in a Kli, in a basket, you take a Potter. So Trashi, Biyad Chayiv, Mishayotzu HaPeros. As soon as you put your hand outside your door, that your hand reached to Rishus Rabbim, you're Chayiv. Even though your body is still standing inside your house, you just put your hand outside the window, and your hand now is staying, we'll soon see that what it's talking about, your hand is staying near the Rishus Rabbi Michayev. For lo yamrina, we do not say agat gufa shmeyagid. Let's say the apple is in your hand, and your hand is attached to your body, and your body is inside the Rishus Yochid. So it's not called the apple is outside the Rishus Rabbi. Now we say no. Your hand doesn't go bust your goof. And the mitzvah is the hand is outside the window in the Rishus Rabbim, then you chayiv for that. You may hoit so. Mashenkin, but kli, potas drashi, calls the man when she is mixas a kli vaisai. There is, you have a long basket, and the basket vaisai is full of even mustard seeds. So even though you took out this basket, that rove of the basket is outside the Rishus Rabbim, and a lot of the mustard seeds are outside, still he holds your potter. Why your potter? Because agat kli shmeyagin. Since a little bit of this basket is still inside your house, you didn't take out the whole basket, so we consider all the pears inside the kli attached to the kli which is inside your house, that you potter. So that's our bias for it. Biyad chayiv, the kli is potter. For Rava Ramano, biyad potter. Rava says, Vaked, if you take it out with your hand, even with the hand also you potter. But if I say your hand, you say, Agad, yad, ishmayag, attached to your body. The kli chayiv. But if you take it out of the kli, then we say you are chayiv. And you took out this basket full of mustard seeds, and rova the mustard seeds are mamash outside of the Rishus Rabbim, so rova holds your chayiv. So chur to stira, so we just said that rova holds before your potter. Have the Gemara epoch. Change around the gersus here also. The wat piyat yeb epoch. Change around. So there's no stira by in rova. Now, koponim, the reason machlek is a bayit rova. That one says agad kli shmeyagid, and one says agad kli lo shmeyagid. Yeah, but there's no stira because you change around the gears. Fretting more stamakasha. What was the death halacha we had? That if somebody standing inside his house and he has an apple inside his hand and he puts his hand outside the window, that now the hand is b'shus harab and he's chayiv. That's the first man Yom said yichayiv. B'yad yichayiv. Fretting more, is that true? B'yad chayiv by putting your hand outside b'shus harab, not even putting it down on the ground. Mashmi, you still have the apple in your hand. But since Metchila, the apple was in your house, you picked it up in your house and put your hand with the apple outside the window, now it's Rishus Rabbim, you're chayiv. But the Gemara has three with the first Mishnah in the Perek. The Yotanan, the first Mishnah said, first Mishnah in the Masechtim, Porsha Balabayis is Yodelachutz. A Balabos means someone that's inside his house. He picks up a piece of bread from his house, and he puts his hand outside, Lachutz, and he just keeps his hand outside the Shusrab, need to put it down. And now the Oni, the person outside, comes and takes the piece of bread out of the Balabos's hand and puts it down in the Shusarabim. He's part of the Mishnah says. Or else, oi, shenosin l'toichoi, in the case where the Oni, the person outside, picked up some bread and put it in the Balabos's hand. Ve'echnisai, and he put it inside, and then the Balabos took it. Ishnei p'turim. The Mishnah says, clause of all potter. Master, for taking your hand with the apple inside your house and putting it outside the window is not called you made hoitzah. Hey, since you did not put the apple down on the floor, the apple is still in your hand, it's considered like the apple is like that's in a mikdash rishus. It's not mamish in rishus ayochid, because then the oni outside would be chayiv. But it's not called anywhere. I call upon him when the balabos picked up the bread in his house and put it outside the window, it's considered like stalemate. It's not called rishus ayochid, it's not called rishus rab, it's like a mokum tur. So how can here Rav say chayiv? He was saying, you take the apple in your hand and put your hand outside the window, which is a rabbin, you chayiv on Shabbos. I, the first Mishnah says, klo ye potter. It says, shnei pturim. And the Gemara, hosom lamala migimel, hocha lamata migimel. Here, what that the Rav says here, you chayiv, it's talking about you have this apple in your hand and you put your hand outside the window, but right near the ground. It's within gimel tfochim of the ground, Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So anything within gimel tfochim, that's 12 inches off the ground, we say lovud. Lovud means it's considered like it's attached to the ground. Now since you have your apple, mamish, within 3 tfachim of the ground, it's considered as if the apple is mamish resting on the ground. If it's mamish on the Shusha Rabbim, that's called a good halacha. That's why you chayiv. Like you took the apple out of your house, and it's considered as if your mamish put the apple down in the Shusha Rabbim. Then avad yichayiv. That's what the first Mishnah says. If the Balabas takes the bread from his house and puts his hand outside, now when the Oni takes it, the Oni is potter, and the Balabas is potter, is not considered like he made halacha for putting the Shusha Rabbim. It's talking about where his hand is normal, stretched out. It's not within gimel tfachim of the ground. So since it's time of the Avir, but Lamaisa wasn't Munach. It didn't rest on the ground. So all you did was you made an Akira, you picked up the bread, and you put it outside, but you didn't make Hanukha, Bishus Rabbin. Therefore the Balabas is Potter. And who are them? When the Oni takes it out, the Oni is also Potter. It's not called an Akira. Since the Chayfetz right now is like standing in the air, it's not Munach, so it's not called Hanukha, and it can't have a Shem Akira, that's why you Potter in the Mishnah. But here, when Rava says Yechayiv, the Chiddush is where your hand is within gimel tfachim from the ground. Within gimel tfachim, then we say it's considered kemunach on the ground itself. So the Mishnah. Hamoitzi, if you carry out on Shabbos anything, and you have a shear that you chayiv for, bein b'yamina, bein b'smoila, whether you carry it out in your right hand or with your left hand, that's called derech haitzor yechayiv on Shabbos. V'toich echeikoi, you carry it in your lap, oyal kseifov, or else on your shoulders, is also chayiv. That's still called derech haitzor to carry something on your shoulders. What's the raya? Shekei masa b'nei kohos. But that's the way in the Mishkan, they carry the Mishkan, the kelim, on their shoulders. That's the way b'nei kohos carry the Mishkan. So Rashi, shekei masa b'nei kohos, the ketef yisol, the pasuk says. They carry it on their shoulders. The yeminu smoil, the chayk, Rashi, that if you're carrying your right hand or your left hand on your lap, is urchayiv, that's normal, everybody carries that way. Hashem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rav Yehuda Matzotzi Shom Hashem Rav Hai Shemafurash Bashas Yushalmi of Kudas Alozer Ben Aaron Ocho Hashem and Amor Kteres Hashamim of Minchas HaTomid. Now Hashem and Amishcha means Hashem and Echad B'yamin V'Hashem and Echad B'Smil V'Yakteres B'Chekoi V'Acharit Meketet. They dashen from these tzukim to sow all these were derech haitzor. Now the Rashi's first pshat is that's the Metzias. Your right hand, your left hand on your lap, people carry out that way. Right, is it the Mishnah? Kalachayat, let's say you don't carry out the normal way. On the back side of your hand, on the kalachayat, you carry it out. Or else baragloi, or else you carry it out with your foot. It's not there to carry out with your foot. The Tayyus has one girsa, kalachayat baragloi, Tayyus has the girsa. But this girsa, Tayyus says, was from the girls, kalachayat, yeshlema de baragloi, have a pirus kalachayat. That the pshat in the Mishnah means one thing. Carrying it out with your foot, that's called kalachayat. So it says, Mio girsa kama nichas fein. That's your two different pturim. There's one pturim kalachayad, means any type of a shinui.
That means the back side of your hand, you carry it out. That's not called derech hatzor. And then v'ragloi, you carry out something with your foot. It's not a derech hatzor, you're potter. Shaloi kederech, you always potter. Bepiv, somebody carries out something in his mouth. You take out money in your mouth, you're potter on Shabbos. So tell you, says here, moitzi bepiv. I bought nam biyomru like more increases. In moitzi Shabbos, we see bepiv is chayiv. The other Gemara says, if you carry it on Shabbos, you are chayiv in your mouth. Hani mili oichlim. As if you're eating something in your mouth and you walk outside with it on Shabbos, then you chayiv. That's called the derech hatzor. Because the mal oichlim belongs in your mouth, so they carry it out in your mouth, you'll be chayiv. Here we're talking about things that don't belong in your mouth. You carry out a pen in your mouth. So a pen doesn't belong in your mouth, you don't usually carry with your mouth, that's why you potter. But if you carry out food in your mouth, and the chayiv, then you chayiv. That's so your elbow. So you carry out something in your elbow, or else the oznoi in your ears, or the sari, you carry out something in your hair, or fundosoi, you carry out something with your belt. Trasha fundosoi means ozer cholol. You have a holy belt that has holes inside it. No peel amata. The hole, the opening is like a wallet there, but it's turned upside down. So usually you don't carry out that way. If you have the opening upside down, facing downwards, you don't put things inside there. So it's not a derech to carry out this way, you put it. You put something in between your belt and your shirt. You want to stuff something, you want to carry the handkerchief. So you stuff the handkerchief between your belt and your shirt. It's vital. That's called, that's not called kederech hatzor. There wouldn't be an issa shab. There wouldn't be an issa deraisa. But we are born in a saucer, but the deraisa will be muted on. Of its fast chaluka, here then you put on the Rashi swat tachtein on the bottom rim, you put it. Over manola, you carry out in your shoes of a sandola, either sandals or shoes, is potter. Shlohetziyu kederech hamotzin. As a midraisa, you only chayv if you carry out something, the derech, the way people carry out in your hands. You carry it out in your feet, or all these other ways, not kederech, you're potter on Shabbos. Midraisa, you're potter. Midrabbanon, though, it's also. So, ma'omer Reb Lozer, hamotzi ma'aso lamala mi'asor tfochim chayv. If somebody carries out on Shabbos, and he has his ma'aso above you tfochim, still is chayiv. Trashi amoytzi ma'asol amalam yud. Ma'aviru bi'avir bi'yodi. Means you're carrying something in your hand. You have this apple in your hand, and you're walking outside and your hand is more than you tfochim off the ground. V'yenu al k'seif, it's not on your shoulders. U'gvoyim in oras asorom, and still the apple now is more than you tfochim off the ground. Komar, still you're chayiv. Trashi wadi b'munachas al k'seifoy, if you're carrying the apple on your shoulders, matnitni, shita, that's what our Mishnah says. Mishnah says that he carried out on his shoulder, Yechayiv. And usually a person's shoulder is more than a foot off the ground. It's more than Yutvachim. It's more than 40 inches off the ground. I've heard that Nazat Rashi Azor, Dalamas Bekoisol, Lamalam Yasorik Azorik Biaver. We had a lacha before that Rishus Harabim only goes up Yutvachim. Something more than Yutvachim is not called Rishus Harabim. That's mean if you have a wall. You have a wall in Rishus Harabim. And you throw something that gets stuck onto the wall. So if it gets stuck higher than Yutfachim, you potter. Because since it's Yutfachim up, it's not called in Rishus Rabbim. So go and shver here if you carry holding an apple in your hand. Since the apple now is more than Yutfachim off the ground, why you chayiv? I ain't not in the Rishus Rabbim. What's the difference whether you throw it onto the wall, it's Lamala Meyud, you potter, or whether you're walking through the Rishus Rabbim, Dal Damis, it's in your hand. Why you chayiv? The Chur, it's not through the Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi, that's only by Zorik. Avo Mavir Chayiv, the Yalav of Nekosa Mishkan, Musul and Rafam Sukim, that if you're walking with it, could be there the svar is that the apple is in your hand, and your hand is on your body, and your body is touching the Rishus Rabbim. So since your Ikka body is in the Rishus Rabbim, it's still considered this apple is in the Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, if you walk with an apple, Dal Damas Rishus Rabbim, even though the apple at all times is the Malam Yitzvachim, still Yechayiv. And Rashi says, we'll learn it out in the Gemara how we know this. That's your blessed on Chiddush. You carry out an apple, and you're holding it in your hand, and your hand is more than you tfachim off the ground, still you chayiv. Why? Shekeimasa b'nei kos. Now b'nei kos carried out things, and they were more than you tfachim hoy. So the more masa b'nei kos minolan, how do we know what he carried out was more than you tfachim off the ground? The pasuk says, ala mishkan v'ala mizbech. So we makish the mishkan to the mizbech. So it. Makish mizbech the mishkan. Look at the height. Ma mishkan yudamis. Just like the Mishkan itself was 10 amas high, and that will still seem sukkim, is after Mizbeach, who then the Mizbeach, was also Yudamis high. For tomorrow, Mishkan grew from Manolan. How do we know the Mishkan was Yud Amos high? That's almost like 20 feet high. The Siv, Esther Amos, Erech HaKerish, the Pesach says clear that each Kerish, each board of the Mishkan was 20 Amos high. So the Mishkan itself was 20 Amos high. And the Pesach says here, Ala Mishkan Ve'ala Mizbeach, that there's a Hekish to the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, so they're both 20 Amos, they're both 10 Amos high. Well, Siv, the Pesach says, Vayifrosh Es Oyel Ala Mishkan. And what that Moshe spread the oil on top of the Mishkan. His Moshe was able with his own hands to reach 10 Amos high, and he spread the areas, he spread the curtains that they put on top of the Mishkan, on top of the Kroshim. The Yomarav, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirshu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself spread out the oil on top of the Mishkan. His Zachor Mikana to Lomad, Goivim Shalavim. How tall were all the Levim? His Avimina now is that just like Moshe was 10 Amos high, who were then all the Levim with 10 Amos high? His Moshe was an average size, the Avimina is. So if Moshe was 10 Amos high, all the Levim with 10 Amos high. Esther Amos. Now, what's the Raya Moshe was 10 Amos? Because it says Moshe was able to put the covering on top of the Mishkan. So if the Mishkan was 10 Amos high, he also had to be 10 Amos high in order to reach there. So the Avimina is all the Levim were also 10 Amos high. Now the Levim carried out the Mizbeach, right? They carried the Mizbeach. Well, Gemiri, we know, the Chol Tuna, anytime he carries something, the Midlei B'mutais, when he carry it with sticks, is anything you carry with two people, you have a stick long, and something's hanging down on the stick, how do you carry it? Tilta Mileel, you have one third of, let's mostly here, carrying the Mizbeach. One third of the Mizbeach is on top of the heads. You pick it up, that one third should be like off the ground, should be higher than you. Or trade tiltum litachas. And two thirds of the Mishkan, of the Mizbeach, is below there, where either the shoulders or the head. That's what usually carries things with a stick. He carries things with a stick. On what part of the Mishkan, on what part of the Mizbeach, hey, do you put the stick in order to hold it? Mamish, one third down. One third down, that's where you put the stick. So when you're carrying it here, if this is your height here, so one third is above you, and two thirds is underneath you. Betachas, ishtaka kumtasois, they have a midla tuva, that the mizbeach they were carrying was much more than yutfachim off the ground, because the mizbeach now was 10 amas high. So one third of it was off the ground. One third of 10 is kamat three, more than 3 amas. Now more than 3 amas is more than you tfachim. There are 6 tfachim to an amma. So in 3 amas, you have much more than 10 tfachim. Because the soist mizbeach is more than 10 tfachim off the ground. And still the pasuk calls it a masui, that the b'nei kos carried it. See, it's called a melacha. To see if he carries something, the mala, the yud, is called a melacha yichai. That's one way how you learn it out. He boy yisem, another pshat is me'orin. We learned it out from carrying the Oren itself, that the Bnei Kos carried the Oren. The Yomamar, Oren Tisha, the Oren was 10 Tfachim high, Ul Kaporis Tefach, and the Kaporis was a Tefach high. So together, Harei Kan Yud, the Oren was 10 Tfachim high. Ul Gemiri, like we learned before, the Chol Tuna de Midlei Bemutais, anything you carry with rods, with a stick, and you put it on the stick to carry, pick it up, two people to pick it up, is Gemiri Tilta Malil. One third of it is higher than you, or trade totim around, and two thirds is below you. Ishtakach to lamala meyud heavy. Because the says if the Levium themselves were yud amis high, so they're picking it up now. So yud amis, they have this thing way off the ground, so it's way off yud tfachim off the ground. So Rashi the cheshbon is like this: totim leil v'chiva the mizbeach. That's why mizbeach makes one. Boyesem's Rashi legvi levim. Boyesem's Rashi the pshat is legvi levim. It could be old levim were not as tall as Moshe. Their tanka were not 10 amas high, 20 feet high. V'labim mizbech, I mean, we don't learn it out from the mizbech. The shem levim legvi el zayin amas. Maybe levim are only 7 amas tall. V'yein ma'asoyin the mizbech gevoyim minoritz el begimul legimul beis legimul tfachin. Could be Abizai was only 2 or 3 tefachim off the ground. So maybe that's why you chayim. No, me orin gomel or ablezer. We have learned down from the orin. is takas l'malam yud koi trashi tuva. The oren that was only 10 tefachim high when Leviyah picked it up, it was way off the ground, more than 10 tefachim. Why? Trashi tuva. Afilu wein goyven eshal Leviyim el gimel amas kamoini. Afilu kamoina. Afilu you want to say Leviyim are only like our size. They're only a 6 footer. They're only 3 amas tall. 3 amas tall is between 5.5 feet to 6 feet. That's normal height. So Afilu you want to say Leviyim was only normal height. Hare yud ches tfochim. It was 18 tfochim. They were. Hey, if you hold that 3 amas tall, so each amma is 6 tfochim, so they were 16 tfochim tall to Leviyim. The Oren and the Tolu Lamato Mixveim, Elevov tfochim. The Oren was only sticking down from their shoulders, we say 2/3, so 2/3 of 10 is only 6 tfochim. Of a Zoyu Beish Lish and 2/3 tefach. Hishtakach the Goiva Yud Vyoyser. Since they were Yud 18 tfochim high, and it's only down Vov tfochim, so it's command still a good 12 tfochim off the ground. And still you say it's called a Masoi. So you see something more than 10 tfochim off the ground, still you're high for. Yeah. So the trade told him, Larash, Takas Lamadam Yud Heavy Koi. So that's the raya, that when they carried the Oren, it was more than Yud Tfachim off the ground, and still the Torah calls that a Melocha. You see, it's called the Chasheva Haitzah. For the Mar of Ligma Moshe, what was Shrem, the first trap, not for Moshe Rabbeinu? The Mar of Dilma Moshe Shani, maybe Moshe was different. The Yom Amar, Ein HaShchina Shoyra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts the Shchina, Elo HaChochem, somebody that's a Chochem, Gibra, somebody that's strong, V'yosha, somebody that's very rich. Obal Kaima, someone that's very tall, and you learn it out from Moshe. So it could be Moshe was taller than everybody else. So there's no raya for Moshe. Moshe was Yudamis, only Moshe was Yudamis. But everybody else is much less than Yudamis, you can't learn out from Moshe. That's why we learned it out from the Oren, that the height of everybody was normally only 3 amas tall, and still you can learn out from the Oren, you can learn it out. This is more vital. Omar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Hamoitzi Masoi B'Shabbos. Al Roshoi. If somebody carries that on Shabbos, or Masoi, means he's carrying something in Chayfetz. Either bread, Oichlim, whatever it is. He's carrying out the shear of Oichlim. But it's Al Roshoi, is still Chayiv Chattis. Even though the Churitz Amaisi Mishum to carry something on your head, still he holds your Chayiv. Why? Shekein Anshei Hutzal Eisen Kein. Because the people in Hutz, in this one city, people walk out with things in their head, therefore we say, whoever carries out with something on their head, is called a Derech Chetzon Yechayiv. For the Gemara, V'yanshe Hutz, Ruba the Alma, what kind of svar is that? You don't come now from the city of Hutz. So because in one town they carry out with things in their head, but Rova the people of the world don't carry out that way. So since you're from the Rova, the Chur is called the Maisim Mishunis, not the Derech, you should be Potter. Eli Yitma Hochi Yitma, Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Echad mebnei hutzel shoytzi matzoy aroyshoy b'shabbos chayiv. She came b'nei iroy oisin came. It means to say if somebody in this city carries out matzoy on top of his head, he's chayiv because in his city it's a derech to carry that way. But still, since rov of the world does not carry out this way, we should still be potter. But this yochid, the people in this town should go boss a roy b'nei yodim. Eli yitma hochi yitma. Hamoytzi matzoy aroyshoy potter. If somebody carries out the things on top of his head, he's potter, even in this city.